China recently withdrew an oil rig from a disputed area in the South China Sea. Vietnam claims the same area. For Vietnamese, the waterway is known as the East Sea. China's deployment of the oil rig worsened ties between the two sides. The dispute has had a lasting effect on people in Vietnam. Like many Vietnamese stores, this one is filled with products made in China. But a lot of these goods may not sell. Many Vietnamese are still angry about the oil rig dispute. Every year, Phu Long Hung buys school supplies for her children. This time, she says, she will buy only Vietnamese products. She says China has withdrawn its machinery from the disputed waters. But she says her first thought is that the Vietnamese people must buy products from Vietnam. One advertising campaign is designed to increase feelings of nationalism or loyalty to the country. Part of the campaign uses the saying, "Vietnamese people give priority to Vietnamese goods." In May, China set up the drilling platform in disputed waters near the Paracel Islands. The action led to clashes between Chinese ships and Vietnamese fishing boats. Mai Mai is a college student in Hanoi. She says she still uses products made in China.
After this incident, there are so many slogans in the internet, like stop using Chinese goods or something like this. So many Vietnamese people did try to put their Chinese things away.
But she also says she will not buy new ones. China was Vietnam's largest trade partner last year. Vietnamese officials say the trade was worth more than $50 billion. I'm Jerry Watson. And now for words in the news. Withdraw, a verb to take or move out, away or back, to remove. Deployment, noun. The moving of forces or weapons into place for action. Machinery, noun. Devices with moving parts used to do work. Nationalism, noun. A feeling of loyalty and pride in one's country, often with the belief that it is better and more important than other countries. Priority, a noun. Something that is more important than other things and that needs to be done or dealt with. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words and we will provide feedback on the use of vocabulary and grammar.